just around, of course, it will all be over by Christmas, this general election. And just around the corner as part of Christmas is the run-up to the Nativity play. It's been a many, many years since I attended one. Perhaps you're going this year, or you're looking forward to going to grandchildren's or whatever. Let's cross to a Nativity play live. Surely that is it, isn't it? I'm terribly sorry, parents. We have to cancel the Nativity play. Hooray! Oh, dear, but just fantastic news. Election officers hit back angrily at calls from the Education Secretary for general election polling stations not to be placed in the schools. Gavin Williamson wanted to avoid disruption to Nativity plays and Christmas concerts, which could clash with December the 12th. Election officers have written to the Education Secretary to express their extreme disappointment. They say in many areas there are no alternatives to using schools. Nonsense. Go to a church. Surely you could do that, couldn't you? Toby James is a professor of public policy and head of politics at the UEA, University of East Anglia, specialising in the management of elections. Who's got this one right, Professor? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Well, I guess to begin with, I guess I should profess an interest here. I'm someone who is a parent as well, and our kids have just kind of gone off to school just in the last kind of few minutes. Or so.
Are they primary school age children?
They're primary school age, yeah, absolutely.
Lucky you.
Of course, there's a challenge for everyone who's got it in the diary and for parents or whatever else. But
yes.
But I guess.
Have you been to a Nativity play? Professor, have you attended a Nativity play before as a parent?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Several, and obviously, you know, enjoy them very much.
Oh,
as everyone else does.
Professor, is your wife listening or something? Nobody enjoys them. You endure them.
Well, we should get you to one of our local ones, and we'll change your mind.
All right, Professor. Let's come back to this, though. Have these election returning officers got a point?
Yes, no, I think that they are right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is an election which is going to shape the future of the children in these schools, probably more than anyone else. So whether we're talking about whether it's about Brexit or the NHS or the environment, it's going to shape their future for, you know, much more than anyone.
Yes.
And although it sounds very technical, the polling stations have been very carefully selected, and there's a very long, long process that's been involved here in terms of consulting with people, making sure that no voters are going to be disadvantaged. And I mean, last-minute changes probably are now impossible technically, but there's a major risk that it would kind of create chaos on the day of the election for people not quite knowing where their polling station is. And our research kind of shows that even before all of this, returning officers already struggle to find suitable premises, and there's always, you know, already problems such as, you know, wheelchair access and things. So schools. I mean, I'm sure returning officers often already look at other facilities, but at the end of the day, that they do have, you know, they make good polling stations.
Yeah.
When there is a church, and often churches are often used, and, you know, if you go onto social media on election day, you'll see a huge variety of locations.
Yeah.
That are often kind of used. But I mean, the things you have to have in mind are making sure that some voters don't have to travel a much greater distance than others, and making sure that those
Hold on, the church might be nearer for some and farther for others. You can see that one.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, you know, it's going to depend enormously. You know,
just order them. Do you not think these people should just be told, look, go and find somewhere else? Go to a pub, go to a church, go to I don't know, the town hall, the village hall, I don't know, whatever it might be. Go to a tissue shop. It can't be that hard.
And often, you know, especially in rural locations, they are just not there and not available, especially public locations, which have been well designed, you know, for this. But I mean, it's worth putting this into kind of a comparative context. Often, you know, one threat that politicians might try to undertake to change the election outcome is to introduce last-minute changes of polling station locations, because it kind of creates a sense of chaos. People try to turn up At the last minute. And we've got a very well-run system to prevent that in the UK, which is that there's a long consultation, people can submit their concerns, and then there's a review. So to undermine all of that is a major problem.
Lastly, your children, have they got roles in the nativity play? Do we have Jesus or Mary or a donkey?
Well, I think it's also perhaps a little bit behind them in the planning, but they will still be decided.
Oh.
I mean, I guess we are a month away from the nativity plans and everything else. So we're not talking about, I was a teacher, but we're not necessarily talking about cancelling. It's about changing the day in many cases.
Thanks for your time. Good luck to your children when you attend that nativity production. Toby James, your Professor of Public Policy and Head of Politics at the University of East Anglia. Back to the comments of past comments.